In this bulletin, restrictions to ease slightly in Victoria, with the state poised to reach its 70% first dose vaccination target. Australia to sign up for nuclear-powered submarines under a new British-American security deal. And in sport, Tasmania to host the first 20 matches of the Women's Big Bash League. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Victorians in lockdown will be able to gather outdoors in small groups from this weekend, with the state poised to reach its 70% first dose vaccination target. Those who are partially or not vaccinated can meet socially with one other person not from their household, while those fully vaccinated can meet in groups of up to five adults plus dependents. The travel limit will be lifted from 5 kilometres to 10, while time permitted outside will also double to 4 hours. Premier Daniel Andrews says in-home care for school-aged children will be allowed if one parent is an authorised worker.
This is what Victorians have craved for a long time, and we're pleased to be able to take these modest but I think significant steps to provide this outdoor social interaction. It needs to be done safely, it needs to be done carefully, but these are important steps for us to take.
The changes come as Victoria reports 514 new local COVID-19 cases, with most of those unlinked. Albury and Lismore will go into a week-long lockdown from 6 o'clock tonight after COVID-19 cases were found in the regional New South Wales towns. It comes as the state records 1,351 new cases of community transmission and 12 more deaths. One of those cases was detected in Lismore near the Queensland border, while another two are in Albury on the Victorian border. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says while stay-at-home orders in the two towns are only intended to be in place for 7 days, they may be extended if the situations worsen.
We really need each and everybody in those two communities with any symptoms at all to come forward and get tested, because that will allow health to make well-structured decisions based on the information that's available. If the local residents don't come out in great numbers to get tested, then that presents challenges for health to be able to determine what is and is not appropriate in that area, and would obviously operate on a more precautionary principle.
Another 15 locally acquired coronavirus infections have been detected in the ACT. The sources of 4 of the cases remain under investigation, and at least 8 were in the community during their infectious period. And one new community case of COVID-19 has been recorded in Queensland. The new case is a student at St Thomas More College in Sunnybank and has been in home quarantine for their entire infectious period. The Federal Opposition is offering in-principle support to the government's plan to build nuclear-powered submarines under a new three-way alliance with the United States and the United Kingdom. The government had initially struck a $90 billion deal with French defence company Naval Group to overhaul Australia's ability to protect its waters and interests. But after delays and problems with the deal, it's announced an 18-month investigation into building the boats in Adelaide as part of an alliance with the US and the UK called AUKUS. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the submarines will benefit national security outcomes, but there are 3 conditions for his party's support.
Firstly, that there be no requirement of a domestic civil nuclear industry. Secondly, that there be no acquisition of nuclear weapons. And thirdly, that this agreement would be compatible with the Non-Proliferation Treaty. All of those conditions, I believe, can be met.
Meanwhile, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the new submarine fleet won't be welcome in her country's waters. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke has agreed in principle to grant 3 members of the Marugapan family new 3-month bridging visas. The advice came during a federal circuit court hearing where lawyers for the Tamil family from Bilawila were attempting to overturn Mr. Hawke's decision to prevent them from reapplying for bridging visas. The bridging visas issued to Nadis Priya and daughter Kopika last June were set to expire next Wednesday, but the new bridging visas will expire on the 23rd of December. to sport, and Tasmania will host the first 20 matches of women's cricket's Big Bash League after COVID-19 border closures forced a shake-up of the original schedule. All eight teams will travel to Tasmania for the first fortnight of the season, with matches played across three venues. Players based in Melbourne, Sydney and Canberra will be required to complete a hard quarantine for a fortnight ahead of the opening matches. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, there'll be a morning shower or two and an expected top of 18 degrees. Adelaide, a possible late shower and 23. Melbourne, showers developing, 21. Hobart, a shower or two developing and 17 degrees. Canberra, it'll be a sunny day with 19 degrees expected. Wollongong, similar conditions and 22. Sydney, sunny as well and 21 degrees. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 23. Brisbane, much the same, also 23, Cairns partly cloudy and 29, and in Darwin it's expected to be a sunny day with a top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.